Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Australia's ambassador to Lebanon, Andrew Barnes, says 904 Australians have been evacuated from Lebanon over the last 48 hours. Two more flights are scheduled to leave Beirut today, and further flights are planned depending on the security situation. 3,756 Australians and their immediate family are still registered to depart Lebanon. Qantas Captain Owen Weaver says the airline is assisting with humanitarian recovery flights from Cyprus to Australia.
We have ground teams that manage all of our aviation flying information, but also the information that all the passengers need to get to the aircraft. And for us, the hard work is about making sure that we can get all the passengers safely to the airport, safely on our flight, and safely home.
Australia's political leaders have released statements marking 1 year since the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel, as rallies continue around the world marking the anniversary. In southern Israel, the attack killed around 1,200 people and resulted in around 250 others being taken hostage. Following that day, the ongoing military offensive launched by Israel in Gaza has killed more than 41,000 Palestinians. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says October 7 is a day which carries terrible pain.
Since the atrocities of October 7, Jewish Australians have felt the cold shadows of anti-Semitism reaching into the present day. And as a nation, we say, never again. We unequivocally condemn all prejudice and hatred. There is no place in Australia for discrimination against people of any faith. As we mourn and reflect, we also reaffirm a fundamental principle of our shared humanity. Every innocent life matters.
Federal opposition leader Peter Dutton says the last 12 months constitute one of the most difficult periods for Jewish Australians in our nation's history. The annual Italian Festa in Melbourne has marked 46 years since it started, celebrating Italian culture through a street festival of food, music, and art. Organisers say the two-day festival over the weekend was attended by a record crowd of around 100,000 people. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen told SBS Italian, "It's wonderful to see both Italians and non-Italians come together for the event."
It is a fantastic day, and it is such a wonderful representation and indeed a celebration of the contribution that Italian Victorians have made to our great city and state. It wouldn't be the city and state it is without that contribution of culture, creativeness, and the way it's being celebrated here demonstrates the enormous generosity of Italian Victorians who've made this contribution for so many decades.
In sport, one of the biggest Aboriginal sporting events in the country continues today, on the final day of the Koori Knockout in Bathurst. Each year, more than 100 teams from men's, women's and junior divisions compete in one of rugby league's biggest events. Defending men's champions, Walgett Aboriginal Connection, are aiming to hold on to their title. Indigenous NRL legend Timanu Tahu is commentating the event. He told NITV Radio the competition showcases emerging talent, while also creating connections among First Nations communities.
Blackfellas love playing rugby league. That's probably the biggest thing. We love league. You know, we've got so many stars in the NRLW and in the NRL that are playing that we've all looked up to as kids. But it also brings community together. You know, usually when we're catching up, it's during funerals on sad times. But the Koori Knockout brings the footy atmosphere catching up with realities that you haven't seen for a long time, just celebrating our culture.
I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.